sometimes because of the cares of life. It knocks our spirits into a spiritual coma. But thanks be to God that we serve a God who has the power to shake us again. Oh, come on, let's let him do it this morning. Let him wake you up in the anointing.
Shake us again, only you can. Shake us again, only you can. Shake us again.
Early in the morning, before the break of day, take your loving hand and shake us again. Shake us with your glory, bright as the morning sun. Lord, don't forsake us, but shake us again.
Shake us again, only you can. Shake us again,
oh glory,
shake us again. Shake us again, only you can. Shake us again.
Feel like Job, broken asunder, shaken to pieces, set up for the mark. But Lord, you know what's best to get us through our tests, and we won't rebel as you shake us again. Break of day, take your loving hand and shake me again. Shake me with your glory, bright as the morning sun. Lord, don't forsake me, but shake me again.
Amen. Good evening.
Good evening, my family, on tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited about tonight. I'm like Dr. Juanita Bynum say, shake us again. Some of us need to be shaken again. Amen. Early in the morning, he said, seek him early in the morning. Hallelujah. It's something about getting up early in the morning and getting into the presence of the Most High God. Amen. I love waking up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. in the morning. Though it's a sacrifice, but it's worth it on tonight. Hallelujah. But I do give honor to the King of Kings on tonight. Hallelujah. I did give honor to the Most High God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I do give honor to Pastor E. Amen. Bless Pastor E, my brother. Amen. The covenant formula. I thank God that he allowed the ladies to come together on Thursday night, Wednesday night, and just come together and share the word of the Lord on tonight. Amen. So I just praise God. Just one more opportunity that how he have allowed us to come together. You know, it's not about his goodness. It's nothing about us on tonight. But it is all about Jesus Christ announced on tonight. So tonight the Bible say, lift them up on the earth. And God say he will draw all men unto him tonight. Let's go into a quick prayer. And we're going to get right into the word of God on tonight. Amen. Father God, we just come before your presence on tonight. Father God, I just come to Shabbat your name on tonight. Father God, I just come to glorify you on tonight. Father God, I even come right now to reference you tonight. Father, I just say Holy Spirit on tonight, that you will have your way tonight. Hallelujah. Touch your people, God. Touch them tonight, God, that they might open up their spiritual ears and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to me tonight. It's not me, but it's the Spirit of God to speak through me tonight. So, Father God, I give you praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Amen. Tonight, amen. I'm excited by the word of God on tonight. We come from Deuteronomy to 28th chapter, amen. We come from Deuteronomy to 28th chapter. I'm going to read verse 1 through 8 tonight, amen, amen. We're just going to let the Spirit of God have his way. Spirit of God begin to flow tonight. I ask you all to always have your pen and your paper. Always be to write down some notes on tonight. Amen. But I pray most of all, open up your spiritual ears and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto you tonight. Amen. Amen. We're going to go right to the word of God. Romans 28, verse 1 say, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligent unto the voice of the Lord, thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. All that is good. Yes, God is saying, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt what? Hearken. So you say, listen, so how can I understand the word hearken? Could you tell me what that means? Hearken means to listen. You want to listen to the voice of God. Amen. You must listen to him. He said, hearken unto him. Diligent unto my voice. That means God's voice. So God said tonight, all this going to happen. But he said, if you don't listen to me, hallelujah, you will not get this. Amen. He said, and do all his commandments. That means all of this, you still have to listen to who? The voice of God. You have to get instruction from who? The voice of God. Then you have to follow his instruction tonight. So listen, whenever God hears what they're hawking, that means God says, stop what you're doing. Stop. Stop now. So what God's saying is, I'm trying to get your attention because I know what you're getting ready to do, you're getting ready to say. So God said tonight, he said, hawking, my peoples. Hearken, listen to the voice of God. If we learn how to listen to God, we could have all been so much further in the kingdom of God because we are not saying to what possibly have a setback because we did not what, listen to the voice of God. Come on, somebody. He said, well, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. You can't be willing but not obedient. You can't be obedient but not willing. No. Let's work together. So tonight, God is saying, I need my people to hearken unto my voice. And this is all this stuff, it shall come to pass. He said, if you keep my commandments, hallelujah, this day, thy God will set thee on high. He said,
Not man. Come on, somebody. Not your apostle. Not the bishop. Not the prophet. God said, I will set you on high. The word of God says, when man is bought up, come on, somebody, man can bring us down. Come on, somebody. When God is bought up, only God can bring us down. And what he do is we don't follow his instruction. If we don't be obedient, we don't listen to him, God will bring us right down into the place where we started. Because tonight, my people, listen to the voice of God, somebody. I'm telling you, listen to the voice of God. It's going to save you, and you won't miss your season. But if you don't listen to the voice of God, I didn't say no man. We know God put man, so a woman might be over us. We do have to listen to them. They are covered. But the most important thing is you got to listen to God. So let me tell you something. Somebody probably gave you a prophecy. That prophecy is you better wait and go into prayer. So God, I hear what they say. But God, I'm not gonna move yet until you tell me when to move. That means I'm listening to the voice of God. I hear what you're saying. I receive the prophecy now. But then I have to pray over the prophecy. I have to go into the spirit realm and say, God, when you want me to move? Come on now. Prophecy is on condition. Don't let nobody cause you to move out of your place, out of position before it's time. Come on, somebody. Some of us last month, we had some miscarriage. Come on, somebody. Last month, we aborted the baby. Last month, we had a premature baby because guess what? We did not listen to the voice of God or what God's saying. You don't hearken to my voice. Come on, somebody. You didn't listen to me. Listen to me. You will not be in that room. You will not be in that place. You will not be going through what you're going through. You're going through something because you did not hearken to my voice. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 2 says, and all the blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of thy Lord God. Obey. I don't care. You can read this 20 times. He said, if you don't obey me, if you don't listen to me, all these blessings, yes, you shall come on thee and overtake thee. But he said, guess what? If you don't listen, if you don't obey, guess what? It ain't going to happen, baby. Because guess what? The Bible says you got to be willing. You got to be obedient. You got to learn how to follow in his statutes, his commandment. He said what? Lean not to your own understanding, but all your way. If we acknowledge him, God said, I will direct your path. God has said tonight again, obey. How many more children we can say we have not obeyed God to the fullest? Let's be real. Come on. How many can say, I made vows, I broke vows, I did not keep the command? But guess what? We serve a God of another chance. We serve a God of mercy, a God of grace. Come on, somebody. That means, guess what? God say, guess what? I'm going to still cover you. But you got to come back to God and say, God, I'm sorry. You know what, God? I didn't hearken to you. You told me to do this him, but God, I didn't do it. Come on, somebody. I told he, but I didn't hearken. Hearken means I did not listen to the voice of God, and I did not obey God. It's time to be real, time to come clean. It's time now that we must obey God. Never before this ever been a time. You better know that it's God speaking to you, not your own self, not a different kind of spirit. You can tell some things you think it's God, and it's not a God. Let me tell you something, honey. When Jesus speaks to us, Jesus is a speak in a sweet, soft voice. Jesus will not tell you what you're about to breathe. He ain't going to tell you to do this. He's going to tell you something good. Guess what? He's going to tell you something good. But if you don't listen, you don't obey me, guess what? You're going to fall in destruction. What did the Bible say? Warning comes before destruction. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says, blessed shall thou be in the city. Blessed shall thou be in the field. Come on, somebody. Amen. So that's good right there. But it still comes down to, yes, blessed shall thou be in the city, blessed shall not be in the field. All of that, don't get the big head. Come on, somebody. Don't get so proud and stuff that you say, oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed coming out. All that is good. But you still got to obey. You still have to listen. You still got to follow out God's commandments. All these things is going to cost us a great price to say. If you bless in the city, blessed shall I be in the field. Are you going to bless your sister, your brother? Are you going to figure for somebody else? Are you going to say, well, hey, they got to get their own? It don't work like that. When God bless you, he said, when God give us a seed, he gives seed to the soil. When God bless us in city, bless in the field, we got to look back and say, let me look around and see who ain't in the city yet. Let me look around and see who out in the field yet that I can bless them also. So guess what? We can all get blessed together. But these days of time, I'm telling Christian folks, church folks, they selfish. They self unrighteousness. They ain't going to help nobody. They're going to think about their own self. But let me tell you one thing, honey. I thank God that I can truly say I'm a giver. I got a phone call today to somebody say, I need some money, Lisa. Just some amount of money. I said, give me a few minutes. Get what? Guess what? I just short them. What they asked me for, I immediately spent that amount. But let me tell you something, honey. In this season, where I'm desiring from the kingdom of God, he said, much is given, much is required. It's a sacrifice. I don't mind sacrifice. I'm a soul. I'm a giver. That's why I'm always going to be blessed. Because you know what? I don't hold a God. Give me a seed. I said all of that. Okay, who can I sow the seed to? I'm going to sow a seed him. I'm going to sow a seed there. When I got my 401 money, guess what I start saying? Okay, this year I got to sow seeds to. I'm not looking at this money for me. I'm looking at who can I bless. Come on, somebody. Because God says, what will make happen for you? God's going to call somebody to make happen for me. So I don't know about you all, honey. I'll be ready to sow seeds. But you know what? I'm using wisdom now. I'm sowing my seed into some good soil because I can reap a great harvest, reap some great fruit. If I don't see no fruits in that land, I ain't sowing no seeds in that land right now. Because guess what, baby? Even though God was still on our seed, but you would not get your blessings, what you sow, because you sow into not no good land. So you better check out that land. You better pray. You better seek God before you sow your seed. Because some land is not of God. Some land is not ordained by God. Come on, somebody. We got people that don't exalt their own self. But you better check out where the fruit's at. Okay? I hear you saying you this and you this, but I didn't know where your fruit's. And then again, you didn't say, who following you? Oh, my God. So you start asking those kind of questions. Guess what? You better see the real person to come out now because they're out. Who you think you are? Ask me that kind of question. When the Bible say, no, that the labor among us in the gospel, and that the word of God says, so I didn't know who following you. I didn't know where's your food at. Come on. I see you. You got the title. But I need to know who following you behind you. I need to know how many ministries, how many churches have you established. You have the name of an apostle and a bishop, but where is your fruit ill, I got a ministry him, I got a ministry them, and I'm giving stuff another ministry there. That's going to show me now you are fulfilling the role of an apostle and a role of a bishop. Come on, somebody. The Bible said, how can a bishop rule the house of God if he cannot rule his own house? It cannot be. Come on, somebody. How you going to tell me to get my house in order if your house is out of order? You get your house in order first, then you kind of tell me, Lisa, the Lord said, get your house in order. Remember, the Bible warned, I think he warned, was a Hezekiah, somebody he warned about getting your house in order. He said a word to him. He said, get your house in order. But you shall what? Surely die. So God sent a warning to him, that it was up him to immediately say, you know what? My house is out of order. And guess what? We have to blame our own self. Stop blaming other people for something that we have did. Amen. Verse 4 says, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground and the fruit of thy cattle and the increase of thy kind and the flock of the sheep. Children, we are sheep. That means we are God. We are the sheep. That means we have a pastor. So we the sheep. But some of us are goats. What's a goat here? A goat is on what? Buck against truth. Because a goat gonna buck. But head. You don't wanna listen. But tonight God said we are his children. I don't know about you all, but I'm glad tonight that God can call me. I'm his children. I'm glad to be one of his children. Because he said what? Many called, but few are chosen tonight. Amen. And that's the good thing about it. What he said. In the increase of that kind and the flock of that sheep. Increase. I ain't never hear people still saying, I decrease, God increase. You don't supposed to be decreased in the kingdom of God. You're supposed to be increased. I mean, why would you say, I decrease? decrease, I can increase. No, baby. If God said increase, we increase. You know, that's just a religious spirit that people have said before they preach, when they put it in their prayer. So tonight, y'all, let's change that. If God is increased, we are increased. We do not decrease in the kingdom of God. We increase. We're kingdom-minded people. We're kingdom children. We're kingdom women of God, kingdom men of God. That's what we taught in the kingdom only. Kingdom. Kingdom peoples. We build up other peoples. Come on, somebody. The Bible says we're supposed to do what? I'm supposed to establish you. I'm supposed to exalt you, build up myself. So what my prophet? But God say this way. I'm supposed to esteem you higher than myself. The servant said, oh, no, I ain't doing that, honey. I'm a apostle. I'm an apostle. Honey, ain't no way. I'm going to call a brother so-and-so higher than me. That's the word of God. Say. He said, guess what? Your gifts going to make room for you. Tonight, my peoples, let's do what the word of God says. Let's listen. Let's obey him. If we start listening to the word of God more, and we start obeying the word of God more, I'm telling you all, there's nothing that God will not bless us with. I'm a witness. I'm a witness to say, I begin speaking prophesied, but my car can be paid off for 18. My car got paid off because I spoke it. I prophesied. I didn't wait on man or woman to tell me that. God said, out of your mouth, he said, your faith is going to activate. I begin to speak the word. I begin to decree and declare that my car is going to be paid off and my debt is canceled. My debt restored. Come on, somebody. I ain't got anybody to restore my credit. He said, your faith is what's going to move God tonight. Tonight is a better time now that you might know who you are in the kingdom of God. Because if you don't know who you are, people will put a label on you, put a tile on you. They will push you out there, and they'll leave you out there to die. So don't let nobody push you out there till you know that you know that you know that God has said go. When God released you to go certain places, he got everything in place for us on tonight. But we must listen. We must obey. We must hearken to the voice of God. Listen to him. This is the time that I said, God, I put my ears to your ears. Hallelujah. I put my mouth to your mouth, God. And whatever I do, God, I want to come straight from you, God. And then when you give your word to somebody, I'm going to still wait before I release that word because I pray about it and say, God, it's the time now. You need to learn how to wait. Because when God can work with my, you don't have to, see, if you wait to God say, go in that person, he's going to have a heart, he's going to have a mind, they're going to be in place, they're going to be in position, they'll be able to what? To receive. For some of us is going too quick, we're going too soon, we're going, and God said, hold up. He said, yeah, he said, what he said. He said, the reason why they are not receiving you, because you're going on in your own might. But see, that's why you have to learn how to lean not to your own understanding. But God said, all your way, if you acknowledge him, what did he say? He said, he will direct your path. That's why it's so important, my people, that you got to know God for yourself. In the last day, he said, if you don't know me, what he said, false prophets coming up on the land. He said, if it's possible, the very elect will be deceived. Stop running for the revival. Stop running to get a word, a prophecy. God said, open up that book and I will give you a word. All you need is in the book are all the prophet, apostle, bishop, evangelist, teacher, ministry. All they do is just confirm what God already told them. It's just confirmation. So what he's saying, I already told you already. So this day's time, don't be deceived. Amen. Listen to the voice of God. Be very careful because God, I'm telling you, God is speaking to his children. But he said, who listening? Who obeying to my voice? So he said, take heed, hearken. So even though you say, I tell heed to God. He said, yeah, you tell heed. He said, but did you hearken to me? Did you wait on me to give you instruction? That meaning you stop and I listen. How you listen to God? Get into that quiet place. Just you and him, one-on-one. Some things you don't understand, go back and say, God, I know you told me so-and-so, so-and-so, but God, I don't really have the fullness of this. He said, come back to me. He said, bring me, he said, remind me of my word. It's so important that we give God like his word on tonight. Amen. Verse 5 say, blessed shall be thy basket, thy storehouse. Blessed shall thy storehouse. God said we shall be blessed. What? We should be blessed wherever we go. We should be a blessing. When we come around, we should be a blessing. And that store, that means to be a storehouse, that we should be storing up some things for other people that they might need something. And if we got our store, we just go in there and get it out. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 6 says, blessed shall thou be when thou's come in, and blessed shall thou be when thou's goes out. Blessed shall thou be when thou comes in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goes out. So when we go to a place, go to the house of God, he's saying, guess what? He said you are blessed when thou come in. So you blessing, but you don't go in. You go in to be a blessing to somebody else. We gotta stop saying I'm going to revival tonight. I'm going to get my blessing. No, you should say I'm going to the house of God tonight to be a blessing. To the revival, to a blessing, to the comfort, I'm going to be a blessing to someone else. Let's stop being selfish and say, oh, I'm going in to get my blessing. But what about somebody else that they might not get their blessing? See, the Bible say, blessed shall I be when I come in, and blessed shall I be when I goes out. Okay? Did you look around and you know your sister, your brother, that they didn't get what they needed? Are you going to take time and embrace them? Are you going to take time and say, you know what? I got enough that I'm going to share with you. I ain't going to go home with all this blessing. God already told me before I got him that blessed shall I be when I comes in. So I was already blessed before I came in. So now I'm going out with blessings. But I'm going to take time out, and I want to share with you. I don't want to just go home and all this blessing for myself, and then you didn't get nothing that you came for. Because, see, people got to remember, some people come to the house of God for the wrong reason. Everybody not coming in to embrace the presence of the Most High. Some people don't know how to embrace him. Some people don't know how to let go. Some people don't know how to release. What the Bible says, Jesus, he sat his disciples down, and he taught them. See, this is the time we don't have pastors that's going to sit down with us sometime on a one-on-one, and with a teacher, they say, oh, I ain't got time. You know, I got too many people in the house of God. But sometimes it takes that one-on-one relation with that person. Everybody is not in different, we all not in the same place. We all not in the same level. We all not in the same dimension. So let's not say that we are. We have not all came into the fullness of God, not yet. Let's be real. Because if we were, guess what happened? When we begin to pray, sister, come on, God told me that tonight I'm going to touch and agree with you. And God going to move. See, if you had came into unity together, when you and your sister had touch and agree, guess what? It'd have been a move of God instantly. You guess what? What our Papa Isaiah said, he said, before you finish praying, release the word of God. God said he already don't answer us. So guess what? All the things we're doing, what the word of God say. He said, what? If in the two or three touch and agree, anything the earth, God said he will be in the midst. You got to be careful who you let touch and agree with you. Come on, somebody. Be careful who you let pray for you. You got to be led by the Spirit of God, because everybody is not praying for you. To the prophet, they pray for you to be healed, pray for you to deliver, and some of us, we connect to the wrong people. But you know, you better connect somebody where you seek out some fruits. Come on, that you know can get a prayer through. Come on, that you know that you've been working for, I've been working for a while, my sister, my brother. I've been serving you, and I see God just blessing you. I see the growth in you. I see the elevation. But most of all, you know what? I see that you are very humble. You know why? Because what God said, I give grace to the humble. The more we humble ourselves, the more God will bless us. He said, if you humble yourself in due season, what God said, I will exalt you. Amen. So that's why we have to be very careful that we don't get caught up in our own self and saying, this is what I did. Listen, honey, we can't do nothing without the Holy Ghost. You see, that's how people get caught up in their own self, thinking, oh, this is what I did. No, baby, you got to say, listen, whatever I did, to God get the glory. Because, see, don't let nobody pat you on your shoulder and say, oh, you did a good. It's okay. I'm not saying don't receive it. But what I'm saying is don't let it go to our head. Trump won't let things go to our head. Oh, this is what I did. I did. I did. Oh, God, use me mighty. Oh, God, use me. You got to say, baby, it was not me. It was only the Spirit of God. Because I realized one thing. I can't do nothing in my own power, my might. If God don't give me the grace to do it, then I can't do it. So tonight, remember, we are blessed. We blessed going and we blessed coming out. But listen, don't forget about look around and see somebody that you know that's struggling, like people through the storm. But my people that they didn't make it, but did we check on them? Say, sister, I don't know, did you make it through the storm? No. Guess what? All thing we saying is, I got my. Amen. We move on. Verse 7 say, the Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. There shall come out against thee one way and flee for the seven way. Oh my God. Now hold up. Now, some of us is still fighting our own battle. Some of us think that we're supposed to offend. But what this verse 7 says, the Lord shall cause thy enemies, that means we got more than one enemy, that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. There shall come out against thee one way and flee for this seven ways. So that's what God said tonight. He said, I will defeat your enemies. Enemies, that means more than one. So tonight, let's stop fighting our own battle. Let's stop trying to offend ourselves. The Bible said, guess what? God said, what he told us, he told in about in 2 Chronicles. He told us, he said, by this time tomorrow, you'll see your enemy. You won't see tomorrow. He said, you got to fight this battle. God said, I'm going to fight for you. Some of us trying to fight our battle, and we're losing. We can't fight no battle. He said, fight nothing in the natural realm, but what in the spiritual realm. He said, they're going to flee before us seven ways. That means God said, I will defeat your enemies. So tonight, let's stop. We're losing the battle. We're losing the battle. Oh, we're losing the battle. Because God say, he said, you can't fight the battle. The battle belongs to mine. He said, stand yourself still and do what? See the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Verse 8 says, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouse, and all that thou sellest in thy hand unto thee, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. I'm going to read it again. The Lord shall command. Oh, my God. You didn't tell me. The Lord shall command the blessing upon me. That means God said, I'm going to command it to happen. God said, I'm going to speak it. I'm going to happen. He said, I'm going to decree and declare it's going to happen. Now, he didn't say we. The Lord shall command the blessing upon Lisa in thy storehouse and all that thou sellest in thy hand unto bed, and he shall bless Lisa in the land which thee, the Lord thy God, giveth thee. Now, I don't know about you all, but the Bible said, God said he's going to bless us in some land that's flowing with milk and honey. Now, if the Lord shall command this blessing. Now, if he said he's going to do it, so my question to us is, like, why are we trying to do it? If God already said, he said, I already commanded blessing upon thee, but why are we still trying to do it? Let me tell you something. We got to stop saying, say the Lord thy God, say the Lord thy God, I rebuke you. And guess what the devil said? are you rebuking me? No, he said who you are. No. We're supposed to say what? Say the Lord thy God rebuke you. See, that's why we are losing the battle, because we trying to do things in our own power and our might. But I love it when the Lord shall command. That, guess what? We just got to sit back, just relax, and let God do what he said he's going to do. He said in his word, he said, I'm going to do it. He said it. But then verse 8, he said, the Lord shall command thee blessed upon thee in thy storehouse and all that thou sellest in thy hand unto thee, and he shall bless thee in the land. Ooh, my God, which the Lord thy God give it thee. Give it. That means he said, I'm going to continue to give it thee. Bless thee in the land. Oh, my God. So what God is saying, I'm not what you are, but we should be going out looking now for some land. And God said some good land. And he said he's going to bless thee in the land. That means we can wish thee, Lord, that God's given thee. God said, I'm going to give it. I'm going to do this for you because you've been faithful. You've been obedient. You've been keeping my commandment. You're walking my statutes. You've been obeying me. You've been listening to me. You have hearkened to me. Let me tell you something. Sometimes God has allowed us to go through pure hell to get our attention. Sometimes God has allowed us to lose something. Come on, somebody. Sometimes God allowed us to go through some things because God said, you are not hearkening to me. You didn't listen to me. You didn't obey me. When I told you to go left, you went right. When I told you it's time to do this and do that, but what you say, no. You didn't take time out and say, God, is this you? No. All you doing is you didn't want to do keep my commandment. You not want to walk in my statute, walk in my way. That's why when we read verse 20, verse 1, you can say it all day long, and it shall come to pass. Yes, all that gonna come to pass. But if you're not listening to the voice of God, you're not hearkening to him, you're not keeping his commandment. He said, it is not going to happen. I'm a witness. God told me to do something in August. I didn't do it. You know why? Because I allowed fear to grip my mind. I allowed fear to grip me to not to do it. God told me to do it. I didn't do it. So God said, okay, this is October. I'm praying to you one more time. He said, are you going to do it? And I said, oh, my God, I tell he. He said, yeah, you tell he, but he said, daughter, you didn't hearken. So I'm like, hearken? I thought you said, I tell he, hearken to the voice of God, not knowing when he said hearken, he said, Lisa, you did not listen to me. And I had to go back and say, God, you know what? I had to go back and repent and say, God, you know, you're right. You're right, God. See, that's why if you don't know what the word means, you need to Google that word. But God gave us a profound word. Google it and say, God, oh, my God. So I had to go back and repeat to God in this October. God, I'm sorry. I was down on where 2 seconds ago. The Lord said, Lisa, I told you to do something. You did not do it. And I said, God. He said, no. He said, yes, daughter. You tell he, the daughter, you did not hearken to me. So I said, hearken. He said, you didn't listen to me. If you did, you would have did it. She said, but no. But I had to realize, I'm like, okay, why I didn't do it? I don't understand. So he said, you know why you didn't do it? Because you allowed fear to grip your mind. You allowed some spirits to come and torment your mind, to handicap you, to cripple you. Come on, somebody. And fear is a torment demon. That means that you want to do it, but I'm afraid to do it. So I had to realize that, oh, I got to get past this fear. He said, yeah. He said, that fear is handicap. It's crippling you. You're afraid to go to that in the face to tell what thus says the Lord says because you're afraid what they're not going to receive or what they're going to say to you. You allow fear, you allow spirit to torment your mind. But I had to go back to God. I had to repent again and say, God, you know what? I'm sorry. And now, y'all, you know what? Y'all know what? I got it now. I got it now. When he said, hearken, woo, baby, that means God say, I'm trying to get somebody's attention. When you hear that word honking, God say, listen to me. That's me speaking. That's me. But you ain't listening to me because you listen to me. You are honking into my voice. So I don't know about you all, but I got it now. So I'm asking God to help me, God. Help me, God, to hear your voice. Hear your voice, and I will not lie. Fear to grip me never, ever again. Once you get the victory over fear, you can do anything to put your mind to do, but you got to get fear. I'm telling y'all, fear is dangerous. Fear is a torment. It'll torment your mind. It'll cause you not to get the blessing, not to get the commandment, not be blessed in the field, blessed in the city, because fear says you can't do it. still say, there's no way. That when you ever get a grip of that fear and say, Satan, you a liar. The Bible says God has not given us spirit of fear, but our love and our power and our sound mind. Cast out our fear. So if you put the word on those spirits, guess what? They're going to flee. If we could just read right here in verse 7, it says what? It says, to be the snake before thy face, they shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. That's where what's where they going. You better thank God that God, I'm got my way from us. You trying to say that, oh Lord, which way did that spirit go? Oh God, you better stop looking for those spirits. Keep looking for them. They're gonna come back and torment you again. What the Bible say? When a spirit go out of a body, come on somebody, and look for a body to go in. And look for a body that's not prayed up, not fasted up, not have read your word. And you better get the praying, you better get the applying the blood up to the cross of men. When a spirit come out by a person, they might go into you. Because God already know that you empty. You can't fight off no spirit if you ain't got enough, not a word in you. You ain't can't fight for spirit if you has no power in you. That's why he said, they shall flee before the seven ways. God said, I will defeat the enemy. Tonight, people of God, rise up. Wake up. Come on. Well, I need a bind and set up far early on stop. He said, God is trying to shake us again. Come on, we need to be shaking again. God said, wake up early in the morning. Guess what? If we get to seek him, talk over and lay in that bed, you will sleep. God said, get up and pray. We tell him, God, not today, God. Maybe in the morning. Did you want to walk that kind of? Why are you going to catch pure hell? But God said, I told you, get up and pray. But no, you want to sleep. The time I said, God, I'm sleeping in the morning, God. He said, okay. But remember, Lisa, you belong to me. Because this morning I got a text message, 3 a.m. in the morning. Oh my God, because you told you do the prayer for me. I'm sick. My flesh want to say, no. But the spirit say, tell her, yes, you will do it. Because God said, I call you to be an innocent. I call you to be a prayer warrior. You can't tell God, Lord, I'm ready. Because guess what? When you say I'm ready, the test is going to come immediately. I'm going to read this last verse, verse 9. It'll be the last one. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his way. I'm going to read it one more time. The Lord shall establish thee. The Lord say, I'm going to establish thee. Come on, somebody. Take no man, woman, establish them. We have to be established by the Lord thy God. The Lord shall establish thee and has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep. See, now God asked him a question. He said, I'm going to do all this for y'all, my children. But he said, the Lord shall establish thee and hold the people unto himself as he has sworn unto thee. If thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord. See, don't make a vow unto the Lord if you know you are not ready to keep that vow, that commandment. You should not break the commandment. We all have broke the commandment. But it's ever been a time now, let's work on them, not breaking the commandment, because he's saying right here, he said, if thou shalt keep the commandments of thy Lord, thy God shall God and walk in his way. So guess what? He's saying, if you keep the commandment and the Lord thy God and walk in his way, that means not our way, not the pastor way, not the apostle, not the bishop. God, the Lord say, walk in his way. How many know that we have not been walking in the way of the Lord? Come on, we might really be real, come clean tonight. How many know that we have not kept the commandments? How many know that we have did things on our own? How many truly we can say, well, the Lord said this. And you know the Lord did say that. God said, don't speak nothing out your mouth if you know that come from God. Because if you call somebody to go in error, the blood going to be on your hands. That's why in Jeremiah said, what won't be unto the pastor. Because some of the pastors right here, they have not kept the commandments of the Lord. They have went in their own way. And when I step it, they all misery. Some of the pastors, apostles, a bishop, prophet, teacher, elders, they had went out on their own and established their own ministry. And the ministry did not last. God said, unless I lay and build the foundation is built and laid in vain. If God say go and establish this ministry, God's going to give you everything that you need. He's going to have people in places. He's going to have everything you need. You know, if you need a plumbing, you need somebody to build extensions, block the walls out, guess what? God's going to have everything that we need to help us because he said, I established this. Some of us on tonight, we really need to go back to God and repent to God because we know tonight that we have not carry out all God's commandments. We know tonight that we, just like me, I had to repent to God just this month, October, because I did not hearken to the voice of God in September. But guess what? I praise God for God's grace and his mercy. I praise God for another opportunity because God could have cut me off because of my disobedience, because I allowed fear to grip me. I ain't talking about nobody else. I'm talking about Lisa. Lisa Carol Harris allowed fear to grip my mind that I was not afraid to face what I had to face. But I thank God for the Holy Ghost was up in me, hallelujah, about 3 years ago. He said, Lisa, God say, I'm giving you another chance now. He said, either you're going to do this or I'm going to do you. And I said, God, you know what? You already equipped me with grace. I'm going to do this. So I pray tonight that this word has truly been a blessing to, I don't know about you all, but God gave me this. This word blessed me because I had to go back and some of myself in the eight. And when I read verse 1, that's what God reminded me. He told me to do something in September. And I didn't do it. So I had to say, God, you're right. God, you're right. I said, God, you know, I tell you, God, but I didn't hearken. And I said, Lord, let me see that word hearken me. I need to go Google that word because I got to get an understanding. And he said, hearken means listen. I said, oh, my God. I said, God, you're right. You're right, God. I didn't listen to you. I just like immediately tune them out. I heard the voice of God play this day. He came in my bedroom and told me, he said, this is what I'm going to do. And I was like, okay. Knowing in my heart, I was not ready to do that. That's why I said, okay. Then my mind, like, oh, maybe that one never die. You know, God don't say stuff like that. But guess what? He brought it to me again. And I said, okay, God, I got it. See, sometimes the Bible says, a simple question has to come. Before elephant should come, God has to bring a separation. It could be anybody, but God said, well, I'm taking you to, they ain't willing to go. So God said, I'm not going to let nobody hinder you. Now, he said, if you want to let me hinder you, now, he said, I don't told you what to do, but it's up for you to do it. So the Bible said what? Much is given, much is required. So I praise God for the word on tonight. I praise God that when I dive in on tonight, I praise God that I hope that I spoke something to you that really got your attention. I pray that I spoke something tonight that you grab hold, begin to grasp the word and say, you know what? I hear the word. I'm not just going to hear the word. I'm going to be a doer. I'm going to fill this word up. And I'm going to make sure tonight when I get off this line, I'm going to ask some of myself. I'm going to go back and say, God, I realize, Prophet Lisa said, I did not hearken to you. That means I did not obey you, and I did not listen to the voice of God. So I'm going to close out of prayer on tonight. Amen. I thank you all again for dialing in tonight. I praise God for the opportunity. I praise God, the one that's listening on tonight. I thank God for Pastor E, that he gave us opportunity to come forward and let God use it. I thank God for him, that he's a man that pushed the women of God. You don't find too many pastors that really push and really support the women. Pastor E, he gave us an opportunity, and I thank God for him. I tell you, we connected with him about 2 or 3 years ago, and he's sitting there listening, and he said, woman, God, are you free? And I said, yes. So God did a connected with me in the network. I praise God for the women speak now. Amen. That's a good word. Women speak now. So what God is saying, women speak now. Amen. Look of hope and prayer tonight. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come before your presence on tonight. God, we ask you that the anthema of our heart, our mind, our soul, our spirit tonight, God, we come before you, God, naked and not ashamed on tonight. We come before you with a repentant heart on tonight, God. We repent for our disobedience. We repent, God, for not obeying you. We repent, God, for not hearkening to the voice of God on tonight. God, we ask you to give us another chance. God, we repent. The word of tonight, if we take it for the word of God, it shall come to pass. If we hearken, we obey because of God. We ask you, God, we ask you to embrace us tonight, God. Embrace us with your presence. Embrace us with your love, God. We thank you that you are God of another thing. You are God of mercy. You are God of praise. You are God. We thank you tonight, God. We can come to you. We bring your heart and say, God, sorry, God, for not hearken. We sorry, God, for not obeying you. We ask you, God, to forgive us, God. We repent tonight, God. And God, clear us and clean your head, oh God. Give us enough the right spirit of tonight, God. We thank you tonight. The word comes, God. The word comes to clean. The word comes to heal. The word comes to wash us tonight. We thank you, God, that it's word tonight, God. It has fell on good ground. We thank you tonight, God. God, we give you all praise, God. Give you all glory, God. I'll plow the church, God. Hope your people's minds tonight, God. That you begin to get them lying to cleanse their minds, God. God, you can get the beat that you pop them tonight, God. They look that God that you say they don't have to fight the enemy. You said that you would defeat them before they were afraid. So Lord, help us, God. Help us, God. Help us, God. Help us, God. Lead us our own understanding tonight, God. Help us, God, to learn, God. To let you take over, God. God, we praise you tonight. We shall bless you, God. We glorify you, God. We thank you, God. God, we give you all praise tonight. Hallelujah. We give you all praise tonight, God. We give you all honor right now, God. We bless the name, God. We shall bless you all tonight. And God, we want to thank you once again, God. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you for your grace, oh God. We praise you tonight, God. And God, we give you the praise tonight. God, we give you all the praise, God. All the glory, all the honor. In the name of the Father and the Son and the precious Spirit. You are all tonight. God said he loved you all tonight. God said just embrace his presence. We talk the flesh tonight. God said if you embrace me, God said he will embrace us. Y'all be blessed, and I love y'all in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.